If you have a desire to step into the next level in your career, maybe that's getting a promotion or just advancing higher, but fear has kept you back from stepping into that next level career, then today's episode is for you, because I'm going to be talking about self-doubt, how it might be keeping you from thriving in your career, and what you can do to overcome self-doubt so you can finally land that next level job that you want. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, I have a question for you. Okay. And the question is, what's the one thing that is holding you back from stepping into your next level career? So when you think about advancing into the next level in your career, getting a promotion, operating as a leader, what's the one thing holding you back? Is it fear? Is it that you're thinking you don't have the right strategies, or the opportunities aren't coming your way, or you don't know what you really want? Like, what is it? The reason why I'm asking that is because if I take a step back and I look at all my clients that have come to work with me to get promoted in their career, ultimately, the thing that was holding them back initially, however they phrased it on the surface, under that, it all came down to one thing: self-doubt. Self-doubt is the silent barrier that is keeping so many women from reaching their full potential. So if you're saying fear, then you don't believe in your ability to land the job. If it's that you don't have the right strategies, then you don't believe in your ability to get the right strategies to be successful in the job. You don't believe in your ability to get the right kind of support, the right kind of coaching, the right kind of opportunities, the right kind of mentorship. However you want to put it, you don't believe in yourself. There is a fear about your own capability and your own potential that is keeping you from stepping into the ability to operate at a higher level in your career. And today I want us to talk about it. I want us to break it down. Like, why is self-doubt a problem? Where does it come from? How do we get over it? Because candidly, until you push past your self-doubt, you're not going to advance in your career. Or if you do advance, you're not going to operate at that new level successfully. Like, until you push past self-doubt, you're not going to experience or have the type of joyful, fulfilling, exciting career experience that you want to have while operating at a higher level. First of all, what exactly is self-doubt? Because I know a lot of times we use that word all the time, right? But what is it? What does it really mean? Self-doubt is a lack of confidence in yourself and your ability. Like, it's a mental state you exist in where you don't trust yourself. You are not confident in your ability to be successful, to take the actions that you need to be successful, et cetera, et cetera. And when you struggle with self-doubt, you find that it keeps you second-guessing yourself. Like, making decisions about your career becomes really hard because you're not sure if it's going to work out. You're not sure if you're going to be successful. You're not sure if you're going to get the opportunity. You don't know how to talk about your value. You don't know if they'll give you the salary. You don't know if you'll get the role. You don't know if they'll reject you. Like, you're just not sure about what to do because you're not confident in yourself and your ability. And so it makes the ability to make decisions in your career really difficult. And so it keeps you from then actually taking action, from putting yourself forward for opportunities, whether it's applying for that promotion that you want, or talking about the impact and value that you've had, or even asking for a higher salary or negotiating a raise. When you doubt yourself, you don't take those actions. And when you struggle with self-doubt, you'll find that you start self-sabotaging. You undermine your own success because you're not ever sure about your ability and yourself. You go above and beyond. You're over-preparing for the opportunity, for the presentation, for the interview, for the role, whatever it may be. You're overworking in your career. And ultimately, you're doing all that because you want to prove yourself and prove that you belong and prove that you deserve what you have because you don't truly believe that you do. And when you are doing the most all the time, it will eventually either lead to you burning out or just staying stuck in roles that are comfortable to you. And when you're in either of those states, you're not getting promoted. Because if you're burnt out, then you don't have the mental capacity to actually position yourself for that higher level role and talk about yourself in a way that is clear and concise and confident so you can land the promotion. And then if you just choose to stay stuck because you're not sure that you can actually be successful, well, I think that one is, you know, self-explanatory. If you stay stuck, you're not going to get the promotion. So when you experience self-doubt in your career, it can really keep you from growing. And a lot of times when you look back, you realize that the opportunities you didn't get or the gaps that you experienced in your career, you contributed to them a lot simply because you didn't take an action. You didn't do something. And so it kept you from getting the outcome that you wanted. And I think I want to even pause and just share that it's important to recognize, at least I have recognized, that a lot of times self-doubt is a systemic problem. So whether it is imposter syndrome, perfectionism, lack of representation, ultimately, it's easy to stop believing in yourself when you have been overlooked for so long in your career. It's easy to stop believing in yourself when nobody looks like you at your work. It's easy to stop believing in yourself when you're not successful because you are operating in a system that wasn't built for you to be successful. It's easy to stop believing in yourself when you keep getting messages that you're not good enough. So you keep trying to be perfect, but you're never perfect. So you're never good enough. So you start internalizing that you're not good enough. For most of the women that I work with, their self-doubt is systemic in nature. Like, it's not just I woke up one day and I didn't believe in myself. No, they have been in environments that have caused them to question themselves for so long that now they don't believe in their ability to operate at that higher level, to advance in their career, to get the promotion. Even the most accomplished women experience self-doubt. Let me just say that it's not just if you're new to your career, everybody experiences it. But I'm talking specifically about the level of self-doubt that starts keeping you from taking action to advance in your career, to go into the next level of your career. This is something that I definitely struggled with. And candidly, I actually almost let self-doubt keep me from advancing into the next level in my career. Because when I had the opportunity to move from being a counselor to a professor, the doubt itself was next level. I was trying to go into my next level career, but the doubt was next level. I did not believe in my ability to succeed as a professor. I was afraid of failing. I didn't think I was tenure material because I didn't think I could do the research or had the skills that I needed to be successful. And let me be candid, honestly, I didn't truly believe that I could be successful until almost 2 years into the role. Like, I was in the job and I still had doubt that I could be successful. And the thing that actually let me even get in the position to try to prove to myself that I could do this was because I had a mentor who believed in me, who just read one of my papers one day and said, "You're really good at this." Like, literally, I don't even think she knows. I should probably tell her how impactful just that statement was. Because for me, it was like, here's somebody who has been doing this for years. Like, she was super accomplished in our field, great researcher. So for her to read my work and say, "I'm good at it," it was like, I bet. Like, I know she knows what she's doing. So if she says I'm good at it, then honestly, I'm good at it. Maybe I could actually do this professor thing. Not to mention that I really loved teaching. So it was like, maybe I could give this a shot. Like, maybe I could do it. But then I got in and y'all, like, the first year and a half was rough. When I say rough, I mean, because I don't think I published anything in my first year. It was like rejection after rejection after rejection. And I just thank God, like, literally, if not for God, I don't know where I would have been. Because I always say this to myself. I truly think God just let me go through a season of rejection in my career so that I could coach and help other women experiencing rejection. Because if I had never experienced it, I would not be so good at helping my clients navigate it as I am. Right? I mean, that's a tangent I don't want to go on. But all that to say, you know, this mentor was somebody who believed in me, and so I applied for the role. She was even the one who guided me through my negotiation so that I got one of the best, you know, packages in my organization ever. And that truly is the importance of having a coach and a mentor in your career. Because when you have someone who can objectively look at your work and tell you that it's good, tell you that it's valuable, it overrides messages that you have been receiving from unhealthy systems that you're not good enough and that you're not valuable. And you need that. You need someone to speak life into you when you're trying to advance to a higher level in your career. That's why I work with women in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, to really help them identify their value, identify their impact, and then learn how to talk about it, communicate it clearly, whether it's networking conversations or interview conversations, so that they can land that higher level, higher impact, higher paying role that they want to achieve. And so if you're somebody who's struggling with self-doubt, I definitely encourage you to check out Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn all about how to work with me one-on-one to advance into a higher level in your career. But anyway, back to my story, right? So I just wanted to share that because I wanted you to know, like, I have experienced self-doubt. I still do sometimes. And every time I do, I really just have to work through it, like step back and identify what is the fact of the matter, like what is actually the fact, not what my emotions are telling me. And also, what has God said about me, right? Like when I think of verses like, for God has given us a spirit of fear, or for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind, I know that self-doubt is not from God. When you lean into his strength, you can operate in confidence. I like when I think about Peter, right? Like Peter stepping out of the boat and walking on water. Like, y'all, I know Peter had a ton of self-doubt. Okay. We know this because when he stopped looking at Jesus and he looked down, he started drowning. Okay. But the fact that he even took that step meant that he had to leave his comfort behind, keep his eyes on Jesus, and trusted God to sustain him and just take the few steps that he did. Like all that to say, like you have to be able to just check yourself and identify where is this thought coming from and how can I override it? Like how can I override it with the fact, with the truth? And this is so, I cannot emphasize enough. This is so, so, so important. If you are currently in an organization where you feel undervalued, you feel invisible, you feel overlooked. Because whether you know it or not, the fact that you have been overlooked multiple times in your career, it is ministering to your spirit in a way. Like there's a part of you that is internalizing what they are telling you directly or indirectly. And that's probably part of why you're doubting your ability to actually be successful at a higher level, even though deep down you have a desire to get that promotion and to just get a chance, an opportunity to prove yourself and to prove that you can be successful at that level. That's why it is so important to be aware of this self-doubt. Where did it come from? So that you can override it. Okay. So how exactly do you overcome self-doubt so that when you're trying to advance in your career, let me share some specific strategies with you. I think I have 5 here in my notes that I'm going to talk through. The first one is reframe your thoughts. Okay. Sometimes self-doubt can sound like I'm not ready. I don't have the skills. At least I know that for me, when I think about advancing in my career, a thought that I had was I don't have the skills to be successful as a professor. And so instead of telling yourself you don't have the skills or you're not ready, you can tell yourself, I'm growing into this role. I can learn the skills that I need to be successful in this role. I have the skills to be resourceful, to find what I need to be successful. I'm sharing this as the first strategy because if you don't get your mind right, if you don't get your mind on board with the fact that you can potentially do the role, you're not, like everything else I share with you in this episode is not even going to matter because you're not going to take the action. If your brain isn't bought in to the fact that you can be successful at that higher level job that you want, you're not going to be committed to taking the action that you need to take to be successful. Okay, that's the first thing. Reframe your thoughts, check your mindset. Ask yourself, whose voice is it that's telling you that you can't do this job that you want so that you can separate yourself from it? The second strategy that you can use to overcome self-doubt is to document your wins. Like, I want you to create a running list of your accomplishments to remind yourself of your value. I always tell my clients to keep two things, a career journal, a work journal, and a brag bank. The brag bank can be a page in your journal, but you're also going to need a folder in your inbox, in your email. And this is really just whenever somebody sends you a message or tells you audibly, whatever it is, good job, give you any kind of kudos, any kind of acknowledgement, you want to save it into your brag bank folder or write it in your work journal. Because I think we often, we often overestimate our brain's ability to remember in general, but also to remember the positive. And what you have to realize is that our brains have something that's called a negativity bias. We are conditioned and more susceptible to thinking about negative things than positive things. And so when you are working in a place where you are either directly or indirectly being told that you're not ready for the next level, you don't have the skills to be successful, and you internalize that, you need to be able to objectively go back and look at, what have I done objectively? What have people said about my work objectively? What have I accomplished objectively? How have I contributed to this organization objectively? Notice that I keep saying that word objectively because the self-doubt that you're experiencing is subjective. It's your brain telling you lies that you can't do it, that you won't be successful, that you don't have the skills, that you don't have what it takes. And so when you keep a running list where you're documenting your wins and your accomplishments, it's like, okay, here's the facts on paper in black and white. You can't argue with this one. Like the fact is there. You have achieved things. You are awesome. You have developed the skill sets that you need to be successful. That's the importance of documenting the wins. It makes it easier for you to override those negative messages. The third strategy that you can try to break free from self-doubt is to build a resume for that job that you want. That next level career that you aren't sure that you can do, actually just create a resume for it. Find a job description for that job, the perfect job description for the role that you want. Take every bullet point in the responsibilities on the role and write out why you can do it. So if the job posting says something like create marketing campaigns to increase client retention, I'm making that up. But ask yourself, how do I know that I can create marketing campaigns to increase client retention? And write it down. Do you know you can do it because you've done something similar before? Because you've worked on a project that lets you do it? Because you had an opportunity where you did it? Just write out how you know you can do it. And when you do that for every single bullet point, you write out what you have done that makes you know you can be successful at that role, you will be surprised at how much you've done. It will shock you. It will amaze you. And I'm saying this because my clients consistently feel this way when we revamp their resume for the higher level job they want. I'm thinking of one client where in a session, when we finished working on her resume, when we were done, she had this look on her face. I could just tell that she was experiencing that shock. And I looked at her and I said, what's happening? Because she was just quiet. And I'm like, what's happening for you right now? And she's like, And I'm like, you can't believe that that's your resume? She's like, yes, yes. I'm like, I know. She's like, I just can't believe I've done all that. I've done everything on there. I'm like, yeah, I know you have. And the reason why I was saying this was a client who I had been telling for multiple sessions that she was ready for the next level, that she could apply for a higher level job than what she was applying for. And she just, for some reason, didn't believe me. So when we're done with her resume, she was so amazed. And she was like, wow, I can't believe that I did all that. And it's not like anything was a lie. It was just, first of all, yes, it was us, connecting her experience to the role, but also, it was also me knowing how to pull those things out of her, right? That's my job as a coach. I have a target resume framework that we use to really highlight relevant accomplishments and wins. So we actually built a solid resume that actually ended up landing her the job. When you do this, it will shock you. I had another client who was trying to apply for a C-suite role, and she had worked on her resume using some of the trainings that I give my one-on-one clients. And then usually when we come back, we go through it together. And she came back and she's like, you know, when I was doing my resume, I realized I've done a lot for this company. And I was like, tell me more. She's like, yeah, like when I just looked, I just realized like how important it was that I set up that office and all the revenue I've been able to impact. Like, I just can't believe that I've done so much already. And I'm just smiling like, uh-huh. And I'm smiling because it happens every single time without fail. When you actually sit down and build a resume for that job you thought you couldn't do, you will be amazed consistently at how qualified that you are. The fourth thing that you can do to break free from self-doubt is to take decisive action. So this is a concept that I teach clients when they work with me one-on-one, is the concept of decisive action. We don't spend time hemming and hawing, going back and forth, thinking, reflecting. No. Confidence grows with action. Let me say that again. Confidence grows with action, not before. One of the reasons why you have self-doubt and don't think you can be successful at that level is because you've never done it before. So right now, your brain doesn't have any proof or any data that you can be successful at that role. So you have to take decisive action, apply for the job, hire the coach, build the resume, go on the interview. As you are successful, you will start to build belief and confidence in yourself and your ability to be successful in that next level career. So take decisive action. And then the final way to break free from self-doubt is to work with a coach or a mentor. I cannot emphasize enough the power of what we call social persuasion for helping you believe in yourself again. And that's just essentially when somebody else is telling you that you can do it, that you have the skills, that you have what it takes, it helps you start believing in yourself and that you're more likely to do everything else that I shared earlier. And also when you work with a coach, you get the strategy that you need to actually successfully apply and thrive in that next level role. Because you can believe in yourself but not have the strategy, right? Like you can believe in yourself and still have a terrible resume. You can believe in yourself and still go on an interview and just say rubbish, but just like not interview well so you don't get the job. You can believe in yourself and not build the right relationships to help you be successful. So you also have to be working with someone who can give you strategy and belief to actually boldly step into that next level and thrive in it and be successful in it, okay? So if self-doubt has kept you from stepping into your next level role, then I want to invite you, let's work together in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, to build your confidence, communicate your impact, and help you land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence without compromising who you are. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. I'll put it in the description and in the show notes also. You can learn more about Next Level Career and how I will help you land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Again, check it out at privatecareercoaching.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. And as usual, if you found it helpful, don't forget to leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. And I will catch you on the next episode.